Good morning, good morning. Welcome to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton of Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty Greenville Upstate. And you might be asking yourself, what is Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Greenville Upstate? Because that is a mouthful. And we are a team of real estate agents right here in the Greenville area. We cover the entire upstate for folks that are looking to buy or sell real estate, whether that's a single family home, a duplex, a townhome, a condo, a mobile home, a piece of land, even some commercial. We can pull in some of our commercial partners as well. When it comes to real estate, we would love to chat with you, help you with that. We get a lot of folks who are, especially right now, just kind of wondering, where do I go from a real estate perspective? It seems like the market is very hot. Maybe it's too hot for me to jump into. What are some, you know, a lot of questions out there. So we would love to help you if you have a particular situation where you just want to ask a real estate professional with no obligation to move any further, just some questions about the real estate market. Maybe you want to know what's happening in your local neighborhood. We're happy to do that. And you can always connect with us at on our website at mygreenvillehome.com. Super easy to remember, just mygreenvillehome.com, or call me at our office. Comes right to our office. Katie will answer. She'll help figure out the best person for you to talk to. If you just call 864-527-7685, that's 864-527-7685, and we would love to chat with you about your real estate question. And if you actually, we have an entire segment at the end of the show called Ask Dan, where we actually take your real estate questions and we'll answer them on the air. And if you want to go to mygreenvillehome.com, if you have a more generic question that you want us to answer, maybe not particularly your specific issue, but a more open-ended question, we'd love to answer that on the air, because we find if you've got a question about something, there's probably tens of people out there that have the same question. And so we always want to deliver content that is helpful for the community. And so your question could be one that's weighing on a lot of minds out there. So go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions, and you can submit your question to us, and we will answer it on the air for you here in the upstate. So thanks again for joining us. We're here every Saturday just bringing you the latest news, information, advice, so you can make a smart real estate decision. The other thing we like to do is just connect the community. We talk with local business owners, people that are entrepreneurs starting businesses here in the upstate. So you can learn more about their story, connect with them, and support them. We really want to keep Greenville the way it has been, even through our growth. What really separates Greenville, I think, from so many other places in this country is the community and the people here, and the way that we just treat each other with respect and help each other, especially when it comes to local businesses, supporting local. We really want to continue to do that. So stick around, listen to what we are talking about, and love to connect with you. If you want to go back and actually listen to some of our past shows, we have them in more of a podcast format on our website. You can just go to mygreenvillehome.com and go to the resources tab, pull down radio and TV, and you can just go scroll through there and see some of our past shows. We had a great conversation with one of the owners of Unlocked Coffee Roasters last week. It was great to hear their story of moving here from Colombia, South America, with their rich coffee culture and connecting with the community. Rosie was just such a great guest. To listen to their story and hear what they're doing over in Poe West, in the village of West Greenville. And we talked about short-term rentals, some things that you need to look at if you want to invest in short-term rentals. Greenville is a hotbed right now for people wanting to do that. Great demand for that. We talked with Laura Swartwood a couple weeks ago about that. So you can just go on there, download those podcasts, listen to them at your convenience. Also, some of our TV segments from Your Carolina are on there as well. And then just some great content. So go mygreenvillehome.com, resources, radio and TV, super easy to find. You can also see, of course, our listings, our career page. We are hiring sales agents as well. We're going to talk in a couple weeks just specifically about that, some of the things that we are looking for people to join our team as we begin to ramp up actually already for next year. We're having a record year at Hamilton & Company this year, and really grateful for all the families, the folks that have trusted us with the real estate transaction this year, and we are excited about what's happening in Greenville, where we're going next year as well as we ramp up for that. Well, as we talked about, you know, one of the things that we love to do here on the radio on My Greenville Home is just connect you with what's happening here locally. Obviously, we talk about real estate a lot on here as well. And when that combination comes together, a local business, local entrepreneurs just doing great things that connects with real estate, it's like a home run. And so I am excited to bring on today a guest, Rick Altizer, who's the CEO of Earnest LLC. And you might be asking yourself, who is Earnest? Well, it's not a person. It's not Earnest. It is Earnest the business. And I'm going to have Rick come on, introduce himself, introduce Earnest, what Earnest does, and all those kinds of things. So this is a local business that is actually making some giant waves nationwide. A really, really cool thing that's happening right here in Greenville. So, Rick, thanks so much for coming on today.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. It's super to be on your program and appreciate what you're doing in the community and these educational platform podcasts and radio broadcasts. I'm very, very great to be a part of it. Happy to introduce myself, introduce Earnest. My wife and I, Suzanne, been married about 35 years. We grew up in Greenville in the North Main, Wade Hampton area. And we moved away in 2000, moved back in 2019 to become a part of Earnest. So we're very happy to be back in Greenville after a 19-year absence. We lived in Nashville, Kansas City, D.C., Houston, Chicago, and then home. In all that time, we moved around a good bit, but we're super happy to be back in Greenville. Obviously, a lot of changes have happened in the last 20 years. So we're super excited. I was actually buying a residential lot from George Clemens, a career Keller Williams agent, part of the Keller Williams Upstate practice team operating unit there that Dan leads. And George has been an agent for 17 years, was one of the first 50 or so agents in the state of South Carolina in the Keller Williams franchise network. And I was buying a building lot from him, and he introduced me to Earnest to send my Earnest money. So essentially what we are, George is the founder of the company, 2017. We've scaled tremendously during COVID. Happy to talk a little bit about that, Dan. But we've got an office on Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have 25 employees and 10 contractors, so about 35 total folks that work with us. Back in 2019, when I moved back, we were 8 employees, and now we're 35. So we're very, very excited about the growth we've had, and we love being based in Greenville. So when you think about Earnest, we are how money moves in residential real estate. Imagine Venmo for real estate, secure, compliant, convenient, fully digital payments for the real estate business. We started with the first payment that happens. Many of your listeners, Dan, will have bought multiple houses. They'll know that you go under contract on DocuSign or some similar platform like Dotloop. The very first thing you have to do is send that earnest money check. So we basically built a fully digital platform like PayPal or Venmo for real estate. And when I started, we were doing about 150 transactions a month, and last month we were almost 6,500 transactions. So we've had a lot of good growth in Greenville over the last 30 months since I joined.
Fantastic. Well, Rick, we've got to take our break, but I'm excited to dive deeper into what exactly Earnest is doing here in the Upstate. We're talking with Rick Altizer, CEO of Earnest, listening to My Greenville Home, and we'll be right back.
I'm on top of the world, yeah. We've done this for a while now.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We are having a conversation today with Rick Altizer from Earnest LLC, which is a locally started financial technology company right here in Greenville that is intricately tied with the real estate industry. If you ever have bought a property, you understand that part of the contract, you have earnest money. And so that's where the name comes from, which is the good faith money that you put down that is held in trust as you work your way through the contract to the closing. And we're talking with Rick Altizer, who is the CEO there. Rick kind of went through his bio very rapidly. I said he kind of moved around a good bit, but he wasn't running from the law. He was actually building a really fantastic career with some of the biggest brands in the United States and globally, honestly, running some very large divisions there, and has got a great, great background, and worked his way back to Greenville after having grown up here. And it's great to have you back in Greenville, Rick, running Earnest. So let's kind of keep this conversation going. So Earnest is, you know, what you said. I call it Venmo for real estate. Tell us why can't a customer just Venmo me their Earnest money? Why would we have to use Earnest instead of like PayPal or Venmo?
Right. Well, there's a lot of different reasons. There's some very specific state by state requirements and traditions and customs of how money moves in real estate. In the state of South Carolina, for example, we're an attorney state. As you all know, that are listening that have bought homes or sold homes, we typically settle the transaction at a real estate professional, at an attorney's office. In fact, Dan knows this. Some of our founding investors are over at Soleil Galloway. Cam, Peter, and Justin Soleil, they do real estate closings over on Pelham Road. And what you all may not know is Dan Soleil was one of the original founding investors of the Keller Williams Upstate Group that that Dan leads. So we have deep connections in the community. Dan, you know, was a real estate developer and real estate broker in Greenville for a really long time, and a great leader in the community. We were sad to see him pass just before Christmas of a COVID infection. But his boys are part of our original founding investors. They helped Dan sort of let us in with George's help on the real estate agent, what they need, what the real estate broker needs. And then the Soleil brothers sort of brought the title and escrow expertise to the party. So we made sure that what we built for Earnest, which essentially was a web app initially, we later developed a native app. It's a free downloadable app for agents that can be accessed on any of the app stores. But that we wanted to make sure that offer, that platform was well suited for real estate agents, whether they were listing agents or buyer's agents, for all brokers in all states, and not just title, not just attorney states like South Carolina, but any state that might be a title held state or a broker held state. So to answer your question, why not Venmo? We needed a platform that was integrated into the transaction that was totally secure and compliant. And if you were to choose, you can't use Venmo for an earnest money deposit. But if you were to, even then, it would be a one-off transaction with no recorded receipt, no proof of earnest money. It would just be this one-off, you know, Venmo or Zelle transaction that sits in your email, and it's not connected to the escrow file. It's not connected to the real estate contract. It's just this kind of one-off, you know, payment receipt that's not connected with the transaction. So with George and Dan's help, with the help of the Soleil brothers, we created this integrated solution where pretty much anybody who needs to have that documentation and record of proof of earnest money can receive it electronically and automatically. And if they choose to, they can even integrate it right into their workflow, like with Dotloop or Zip Forms or Transaction Desk, some of the platforms that agents typically use. So it's an elegant solution to a pretty complicated problem, actually. It seems kind of simple, but it's got a lot of moving parts, just given the way real estate takes place and making sure that it's simple, convenient, cost effective, and compliant. With respect to that, Dan, I might as well mention that the home buyer is the one that pays our fee. It's a fixed fee, no matter how much the earnest money deposit is. As you mentioned, that's a good faith deposit. Could be anywhere from $2,500 to $50,000, you know, typically on the lower end, $3,000 or $4,000, and it's a $15 fixed fee to the home buyer, just like you would pay a convenience fee for train tickets, or hotel reservations, or movie tickets. And that's paid by the home buyer. So it's free for the agent, free for the broker, free for the escrow holder, the attorney in the case of South Carolina. And it's twice as fast as a check, and it's half the price of a wire transfer, and it's totally, completely secure. We've done a lot of transactions, Dan, and not once have we had attempted fraud to steal away the hard-earned savings of that home buyer, not once. So, that's the big thing. I mean, I get emails all the time. Escrow agents have a big, entitled attorneys in the case of South Carolina have a big responsibility to keep that deposit safe. And the bad guys are out there trying to commit wire fraud, commit check fraud. And what we've done is create this totally closed system where the buyer's identity is authenticated, the escrow holder is pre-certified. Nobody ever shares their banking information with anyone. The escrow holder doesn't send wiring instructions to the home buyer, so it can't be phished or, there's no way to steal those wire instructions or change them. It's done completely within our closed system. And of course, the home buyer never sends their checking account to anyone. It's just completely secure, registered online through our secure service layer. So it's pretty interesting the way we did it at scaling. Realtors love us. We're doing a lot of business with Keller Williams, to mention your home base, and with a lot of other agents as well. The Compass system's growing very rapidly with us. We work with Berkshire Hathaway and Compass and other large networks, and it's an exciting time to be in fintech for real estate here in Greenville.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you really touched on a lot of things that I wanted to ask you, and that is the security and the kind of the difference between wiring and the fact that nobody has the consumer's banking information. That's all secure right there in the app. They put that in. It's wired straight to the escrow holder. So you really, like you said, you've created an elegant solution that looks very simple on the front end, but is extremely complicated on the back end to make sure that it works in all 50 states, all the different kind of local things that happen. I mean, even in South Carolina, the difference in how earnest money is done in Greenville versus Charleston can be quite different. So the way that you've taken all that and made it work nationwide is fantastic. And again, I can't help but just mention again that this is a Greenville based company that is, this is not just happening in South Carolina. I mean, tell us a little bit about some of the partnerships you touched on a little bit, but California Association of Realtors, some of the biggest transaction, companies out there, title companies. Tell us about some of those partnerships that you have.
Yeah, happy to, Dan. Of course, because it's Georgia's heritage and where we began, we have a special affinity for the Keller Williams franchise group, the largest single brand in the United States in terms of branded realtors. And, we love our relationship with KW. We work with brokerages, especially large branded brokerages, even local independent realtors like Howard Hanna, At Properties, large regional brokerages. Doesn't have to be big nationals. It could be independents for that matter with one office. It's very easy to sign up and use us. But we do focus on the brokerage side because that's where the home buyers are. I think of that as aggregating demand because the demand sits where the home buyers are, where the contracts are being drawn up and signed. And then on the other side, what I call aggregating supply. We want to aggregate enough escrow and settlement supply to match that demand. So if we're going into signing up a broker in Topeka, Kansas, we want to make sure that we've got adequate supply of settlement pre-registered in our network. So if there are four or five or six title offices that represent 80% of the transactions in Topeka, we want to make sure we get those escrow holders signed up, pre-registered, securely identified, get their trust accounts registered. And that's the difference between us and some of our competitors. We're doing the hard work of building a nationwide network of pre-enrolled agents and brokers and on the demand side and pre-enrolled, pre-certified escrow holders, attorneys, and title companies so that we can do this transaction completely securely between the home buyer on behalf of the agent. The home buyer sends it directly to the settlement company, whoever's holding escrow until closing. So, yeah, I mean, I didn't mention the specifics just to go back to the triptych I had around the country with Suzanne and our two kids. I spent two tours in what I call the big oil patch. I worked for Shell Oil for about 6 years. I worked for BP 2 years in Chicago. And this supply and demand, you know, the strategy of aggregating sufficient demand and then matching it with ratable, cost-effective supply is kind of the way you work in the gasoline business. Like, obviously, you could go in and sign up all the gas stations in Greenville County on a particular brand, but if you can't supply them gasoline in an effective way, you gotta scale both supply and demand ratably. And so that's what we're doing. That's somewhat unique to the fintech industry. We have more escrow holders pre-registered in our network than any other of our competitors, and there are a few out there. And we have more agents, about 1,000 agents a month downloading our free app and get started on Earnest. So that's super exciting. Being right here in Greenville has been great being home. Didn't know we were getting home a year before COVID, but we did. So we were all settled in and ready before the world sort of shifted in front of our eyes. And as I mentioned, COVID was very good for us. We developed a lot of partnerships, to your question. A lot of title companies wanted touchless, frictionless, contactless transaction management. So they were adopting new platforms and new payment options. We had a lot of people that were planning on adopting us last year, later in the year, who accelerated that to March, April. And we saw about a 10x growth in our business in those first 3 months of COVID. So it's been good. It's been hard, obviously, for the world and for our families and our community, but it's been commercially helpful to earn this, to show it makes sense in any season, pandemic or no. It always makes sense to reduce friction in the transaction cost effectively. But it was obvious that was a good thing, good for all seasons when COVID happened.
Right. Exactly. So we are chatting with Rick Altizer, CEO of Earnest LLC. Right here is how money moves electronically in a real estate transaction. Rick, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Time flies when you're having fun. We are all out of time this morning. What's the best way for folks to kind of learn more about Earnest? In 15
Earnest.com. Earnest.com. Two N's. E-A-R-N, like earn, nest, N-E-S-T, earnest.com. And rick@earnest.com. If you have a question for me, I'd be happy to help. Thanks, Dan.
Great. Thank you so much. We got to take a break. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line.
Cause I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? We've been in for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt.
All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton. We chat about real estate, bring you the latest news, advice, and information to help you make a smart real estate decision. And I really appreciate Rick Altizer with Earnest chatting with us today. Earnest is a local financial technology startup that helps people move money in a real estate transaction efficiently and smoothly. And great conversation with Rick. If you are looking at buying and want to use Earnest, just let your agent know that you want to put your Earnest money straight to the escrow holder through Earnest. Let me just kind of back up a little bit, tell you the story of kind of why Earnest exists. Those of us that are in real estate, we write an offer on a home. One of the questions that one of the blanks in the contract is Earnest money. And so you sit there, you have that conversation. How much Earnest money do you want to put down? Typically, it's at least $1,000. And most of the time, that means you as the buyer, you're pulling out your checkbook, which good luck finding that. And then you are writing a check to an attorney or a real estate company for $1,000, $1,500, $2,500. And then you're giving it to that real estate agent. That real estate agent stuffs it in a folder and maybe goes back to his or her house or office, whatever, and tries to remember where that is. Not to mention, so many people now don't even have checking accounts. They don't have the paper checks. They have a debit card. Maybe they have a checking account, but they don't have any checks. all those kinds of things. So Ernest has really stepped in and created a solution for a very big problem in the real estate industry, and that is paper checks and how they get misplaced, lost, stolen. It's very easy now for someone, you know, a lot of times we're making copies of those checks, we're scanning those checks, emailing them, and all someone has to do is get a hold of that, get your banking information, your routing number, and they can commit fraud very, very easily. Not to mention, you know, the other solution would be wiring money, which is very expensive and fraught with all kinds of danger from a fraud perspective. So Ernest is the right solution at the right time, and that's why it is growing so rapidly. And that's why it's just so cool that there's a company like that here in Greenville that, you know, normally you would think that's a San Francisco company, that's a New York, that's a Chicago, that's a big city finance type operation. But they have done that locally through global help and expertise of making something happen right here in Greenville. It's a great, great story, and excited to see their growth here so rapidly over the past couple of years. So if you want to learn more about them, they've got FAQs, demos, all kinds of things. If you're a real estate agent here in Greenville and not using them, I would strongly encourage you to do that. Really awesome technology right here in Greenville. Go to Ernest, that's E-A-R-N-N, two N's, E-S-T.com, and you can learn more about them and use them. So financial safety, that's kind of really the theme, and that's really what Ernest is all about, online financial safety, safe digital transactions. We are in a day and age when there are all kinds of characters out there, some of them state-sponsored, North Korea, Russia. They literally have people that work for their government that are trying to extract money globally from unsuspecting consumers out there. The amount of wire fraud that we see in real estate transactions, the attempted wire fraud, the sophistication of that wire fraud is astounding. And that's why we do understand that this is state-sponsored. These are countries that are looking to take money from Americans. And so financial safety, especially online, is so critical. It's a huge part of, I mean, if you know, think about it, I've seen real estate transactions where someone has wired $25,000, $50,000, $100,000. And if that goes to some account overseas, you are never going to see that again. That is an amazing, astounding amount of money to lose. And I can't imagine the sick feeling that you would have in your stomach if that were to go, not to mention, you know, what that would do to you financially. So whether you're dealing with a real estate purchase, just buying something online from Amazon or something like that, you really need to be thinking about a few things when it comes to your online financial safety. So I want to give you just a few tips today as we kind of talk through this to stay on guard, keep away from internet frauds, scams, especially if you're a young person out there, just kind of learning. These are becoming very, very sophisticated, and they look and feel 100% real. So number one, just protect your passwords. Good internet safety begins with a strong password. Protect your financial and private information by maintaining strong passwords on all your online accounts. Do this by just a couple ways. One, mixing letters, numbers, special characters when you create passwords. So don't just use all lowercase words. Put in some numbers in there, special characters. Use both upper and lowercase. Make it at least 10 characters. Is another one, and by all means avoid using your name, your birth date, or common words in your password, especially if you go on, you know, onto these social media accounts where they ask you, oh, what's your favorite car? What was your first car? What was your what's your favorite color? All those things. Those are just ways for people to get that password information out of you. So don't use your name. Don't use your birthday. Don't use common words. Make it very complicated for people to figure that out. Remember, keep your passwords in a safe and secure place. Update them regularly. Avoid using the same password for multiple accounts. Otherwise, if someone cracks that one, they've got access to all of your accounts. Don't share a password via email or putting in a form. Legitimate companies do not ask for this. So be very cautious with your passwords. even better, use one of those online password protection companies where they actually kind of go in and change the password for you, but you just have to remember the one. There's some great 1Password, I think, is one of the popular ones out there. So check into those. Number two, only shop or use or bank with encrypted websites. So internet safety means being choosy about the websites that you bank and shop. You'll know that it is secure by looking for the HTTPS at the beginning of the web address. The S indicates it is secure. That is a secure site. Shop only with trusted online retailers that use reputable payment processors. Make sure that you know that you can tell there are some very specific ones that are reputable out there. Check for the padlock icon on your browser before shopping with an online retailer. You can see that little padlock on your browser there. So check with that. And remember, it's important to make sure you're using a secure website that encrypts the information when submitting private information such as credit card, name, address, all that kind of stuff. Number three, don't fall prey for phony emails. So being safe on the internet means you got to steer clear of scams. Scammers will send you unsolicited emails that take you to phony financial websites or hoping you'll share private account information and passwords. So these are, again, they look very legit. You'll look at the from, and it looks like, oh, that's from Bank of America. But actually, if you click on the actual email address, you will typically see that it is not from Bank of America. It is it's sort of masked to look like it, but it really isn't. So don't fall for that. A legitimate company will not ask you for password information via email. If you have doubts about the legitimacy of an email, contact your financial institution directly. Call the customer service number on your latest bank statement. Don't call the number that's emailed to you. Go on your latest account statement and get that, or go online to their actual website. Any email that requires urgent action should be carefully considered. Don't click on any suspicious links. If a request is legitimate, your provider will not communicate solely through urgent emails. So, a lot of information there. The internet has transformed the world we lived in. Many things for the better, some not so much, but we have to be careful how we use these things. Hopefully these tips will help you navigate some of your digital financial transactions when you're ready to invest in real estate. So, that's why I always kind of go back to this idea of this online, this earnest money moving. They've just done all the hard work of making sure that everything's secure to be able to transfer your money safely and securely in a real estate transaction. So thanks so much for Earnest for coming on today. They are hosting a pretty cool thing at NAR with the Hispanic NAR group, a panel on digital transactions that's going on at the 2021 Latitude Conference. So they're doing some great things. Appreciate again, Rick, joining us today. When we get back, we're going to take your questions. We're going to dive into some of your real estate questions, which you can always submit at mygreenvillehome.com/questions. Thanks for listening. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back.
On the corner of Main Street, just trying to keep it in line. You say you want to move on.
Hey, everybody in Greenville. It's your boy, Gary LaVox of Rascal Flats. I love your city. And listen, you also have an amazing real estate agent right there, Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams. Listen, Dan makes selling your home easy. You decide what day you want your home sold by and how much money you want for it. And Dan makes sure you sell your home on time, without the hassles, and for the most money. So just remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price and the date and go to Dan Hamilton Real Estate.
All right, all right. right, we are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning as we chat about real estate, bringing the latest news, information, and advice to make a smart real estate decision. And if you are thinking about a career in real estate, we have partnered recently with an awesome online school called Aceable Agent, and that's aceableagent.com. And you can take the course at your convenience on any device, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, lots of fresh topics. Learning goes fast with very kind of small bite-sized topics that are easy to digest. If you want to, get through it in a certain amount of time, say you want to, get through it in 30 days, it will actually tell you, here's what you need to do every day. Spend, 1 hour going through the course. So you can do it at your time. We're offering a 25% discount code on your South Carolina pre-licensing education. So there's unit one, unit two, a whole package. They will provide all the information you need to pass the state and national exams to be a real estate agent. And I always, I tell people this is a great way to, even if you're just kind of interested in real estate, you don't necessarily want to make it a career yet, or maybe someday you do, but if you're interested in real estate, this is such a great course to learn. And the way that Aceable has really kind of broken it down, you can do it on your schedule, your time, and really kind of make it fun. There's videos, there's kind of quizzes along the way, different things to really help you kind of get it in your head and learn it, especially if you're going to take the test. Real estate's online school through Aceable Agent. If you use our promo code Hamilton, it will give you 25% off. It's a great deal. For just a few $100s, you can get your Unit 1, Unit 2, everything you need to get your South Carolina real estate license through aceableagent.com. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call about that. Happy to kind of walk you through. If you're thinking about a career in real estate, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com, go to the resources tab, go to careers with Hamilton & Company. We are still hiring as we move into the fall for kind of the next year as we ramp things up. We're doing some really great things, partnering with Google to just make sure that people, when they look for real estate in Greenville, are finding us. That is just a huge thing that's happening out there. Google is making some big plays. And we are very tightly aligned with some folks at Google and are able to really do some great things to make sure all these people that are relocating to the upstate are connecting to us very quickly and efficiently. And so we're looking to grow our team to manage all those leads. We're up well over 30% this year over last year, and we anticipate even more growth next year as we fully kind of implement more of our partnership with Google. And very excited about that and would love to kind of bring you in, show you, how you can benefit as a real estate agent with that, because you can get started day one with people that are looking for real estate in the upstate. And we get call after call all day of people that are finding us on Google saying, we're looking to move the upstate and we're looking for a home. Got a call the other day from some folks in Florida. They had tried to buy a house sight unseen, and they got here and they're like, it is not what we thought, so we're going to get out of it and we want you to help us find a house. We need to find one this weekend. So we get that a lot, get a lot of people relocating here to the upstate. Of course, a lot of local folks, past clients, and we're well on track for over 240 transactions, 240 families that we help this year, and hope to do even more next year. So we would love, if you are a servant-minded person who wants to help other people, enjoys real estate, we would love to connect with you. So give me a call, 864-527-7685. I think sometime in the near future, we're going to do a whole show on careers in real estate. So stick around, be on the lookout for that. But for now, if you want to get your real estate license, go ahead and get that started. You can go to aceableagent.com, use our exclusive discount, Hamilton. That's the discount code, just last name, Hamilton, and you will get 25% off the already lowest price on that site. Well, as we wind up today, we always take your questions, go through the questions that you would have for real estate, and answer them right here on the air. Of course, you can submit your question to mygreenvillehome.com/questions. It's just a real simple form that you can fill out, and we would be happy to help you. So Lydia in Spartanburg asked, what does the process of using an escrow entail? So I think what the question is, you know, what exactly is escrow? When someone says what, you know, when that term is used in a real estate transaction, what does that mean? What does it mean to open or escrow, or the process of escrow? And Lydia, essentially what that means is escrow is that period in between the time you go under contract and you close on the property. So close, when a real estate transaction is called convey, when that property is conveyed, which means the title is changed from the seller's name to you as the buyer's name. It's always done here at an attorney's office in South Carolina through the supervision of an attorney. But that is the escrow period. Sometimes you hear people use the term escrow money interchangeably with earnest money. So that is that what we've kind of been talking about this whole show, and that is that money, that good faith amount that you put with the contract. Sometimes you have a few days after the contract. It's all specifically written in there when that earnest money or when that escrow money is due. Sometimes it's held by a closing attorney. Some companies have a trust account that they hold that money in as well. We do not. We do not hold escrow money at our office because there's a lot of management to it, a lot of upkeep, and a lot of liability because you're essentially a middleman. You're holding other people's money. So we like to use the attorneys to do that. They're kind of much more accustomed to doing that, managing escrow accounts, trust accounts, earnest money. A lot of that all just is kind of used interchangeably. So the process of escrow just means your offer has been accepted. You are going to, as part of that contract, you've got some things that are your responsibility as a buyer. There's some things that are responsibility as a seller. Your responsibility as a buyer is to, you know, to get the earnest money, to get your financing in place within a certain period of time, to get the appraisal order, the inspection order, all those different things. That is all considered the escrow period. When you hear that term, that's a great question. Because you know, you hear all these real estate terms, and sometimes it's hard to kind of know what people are talking about because they're different. Some people kind of call them different things. So that's a great question, Lydia. But the process, your real estate agent will help you with that process. We have an entire department who helps our clients. When you go under contract, we have a contract to close transaction coordinators who make sure that everything is done in a timely manner because, as the contract says, time is of the essence. So if there is a time in there, so there's a date that says by September 30th at 6 p.m., you have to have the repair request to the seller's agent. And it's 6:05 p.m., technically you can't. The seller doesn't have to even pay attention to that because time is of the essence. That means by 6 p.m., that means at 5:59 you have to have it to them. And it has to be signed, sealed, and delivered. So that means you have to not only have it signed by that time, but also needs to be delivered to that agent. And typically that is by email these days. But it has to be time stamped and put in the hands digitally, of course, of that other agent. So there's a lot that goes on through the escrow period. A lot of, you know, people think, well, real estate agent's job is done once you're under contract. And that really is when the a lot of things start to get in play and happen. So it's a very busy time when you're under contract, and that's why we pull in. We've got a great transaction department who helps make all of that as smooth as possible. Well, great question. If you've got one that you want to submit to us, I would love for you to do that. Someone asked also a question about assessed value and market value, all those kinds of things. Unfortunately, I don't think we have time to go into all that today because it's fairly complicated, but I would like to, especially if you might have been getting some reassessments in the mail from the county that you live in. But understand that is not necessarily your tax bill. So you might see a number on there. It might scare you. In fact, I saw someone posting in a Facebook group the other day locally that they thought their taxes were going to be $8,000 on a duplex that they own, and they were just absolutely aghast. But several people rightly pointed out that that is not your tax bill. That's an assessment. Your bill will be coming later. Typically, it comes after Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving, and it's due by January 15th. To not get a penalty for late payment. Most of us, you know, just we pay that every month a little bit through escrow with our loan. But if you don't have a loan, if you own your property outright, you're just going to get a tax bill and you got to go pay it. Typically, those are, you know, $1,400, $1,500, $2,000. I mean, it's a big chunk of change. But unless you have a really big property, it's not going to be $8,000. So just be careful there. Don't freak out if you get an assessment in your mailbox and you see a big number there. It's not necessarily your tax bill. That will be coming shortly, and that could be scary as well. But fortunately, if you live in your property, you have that owner's exemption. We have fairly decent property tax rates for owner-occupied property in South Carolina, especially when you look nationwide. Very attractive for that. Once you have investment property, it's a little bit of a different story. You definitely get hit pretty hard there for investment property, for commercial properties as well. But we probably will need to dedicate a whole show to that. It's a great, great question. Well, you have been listening to My Greenville Home. Thanks for our guest today, Rick Altizer, coming on today with Earnest. If you have a real estate transaction, use them for your Earnest Money transaction there. And we will see you next week.